climate change, we all know, we've all heard so many reports. It's absolutely so destructive to so many environments, and especially the water around Australia. So that includes marine heat waves, which are increasingly reducing coral growth. However, investigations on the Great Barrier Reef have actually shown that the corals that are surviving these hostile conditions are now adapting to life in such a hostile situation. Now, joining us is Associate Professor from UTS, David Suggett, to speak a little bit more about these so-called super corals that might be an answer to the effects of climate change. David, good morning.
Morning.
So, David, what exactly is a super coral? What makes it so super?
Well, a super coral, as we're defining it, is really as simple as referring to a survivor. You know, a coral that's able to persist in otherwise really extreme environments, the sorts of environments that would normally kill most corals. But also it can similarly characterize environments where corals are simply lucky and have escaped stress.
Right. Well, what kind of threats are they actually managing to survive that other corals aren't?
Well, this is where our recent work has been so valuable, is that if we look at climate change in the oceans, we actually see three things changing at once. The oceans are warming, they're becoming more acidic, they're also losing oxygen very rapidly, they're literally suffocating. And we started looking at habitats around the Great Barrier Reef, asking, well, do these sorts of habitats already exist, and do we find corals in them? And believe it or not, after a couple of years of searching in partnership with National Geographic, we actually found if you go right into the mangrove lagoons at the edge of all coral reefs, you can find corals living in these sorts of habitats.
Right. Well, these super corals, are they maybe the key to saving the reefs?
I think the answer is probably categorically not. You know, unless we actually mitigate our emissions, we really are not going to have a reef left to save. So really it's about, you know, can we solve climate change first and foremost? However, what these super corals can provide us is one of two things. First of all, if conditions or when conditions worsen, we may potentially have a very valuable genetic stock to try and repopulate some reef systems. The second is, of course, that these habitats that are extreme in the present day give us a window of the future. So we can actually learn an awful lot about how corals can potentially adapt to survive under future climate-like scenarios.
Right. Well, will it help us delay the dying off of the corals before we can actually start doing something about our emissions?
Well, that's in some senses. I mean, these sorts of ideas where we can start to use extreme corals to rebuild some resilience to the reef, it's really about buying time. It's certainly not seen as a solution, and it certainly shouldn't be seen as a distraction against the most pressing need of solving climate change. But what we're rapidly realizing is that if we don't explore these additional tools now, we really could get caught short. Climate change could really magnify beyond levels that we obviously currently have, and we really don't know quite what the predictions will lead based on our capabilities to reduce emissions. So we have to do everything we can.
Mm. Well, just one last question. We're constantly hearing it feels like the end date for our possible changing, you know, saving it comes closer and closer. How long do we actually have left before the reef is, well, I don't want to say beyond saving, but before the reef is pretty much gone?
Oh, that's a difficult question. You know, in some senses, I think the answer is, you know, we have to really think that even yesterday might have been too late. We don't know the answer, and I think we just have to assume that there's no time like the present to act. We've already lost so much. We really don't know how much we can afford to lose. Although the answer, of course, is we can't afford to lose anything. So really, it's a ticking clock right from yesterday.
Mm. It's all about just never giving up, you know. Surely the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is right now. So we definitely need to be working on it right now.
Well, and that's a really important point, is to stay optimistic. You know, everyone can play a role in this, and it can be as simple as changing our lifestyle and social adaptation to ensure that we can benefit ecosystems that are not immediately on our doorstep.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
That was David Suckert, Associate Professor in Marine Biology at UTS, speaking to The Daily about environmental resilience of super corals and, you know, how they've adapted to climate change. But it's obviously not enough to save the reef. We really need to be making action now.